As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
No. something. You couldn't put your finger on what had gone wrong. The alleys were still dirty. The garbage still smelled. There was no panic in the streets. Just a lot of grief. The people's faces in their eyes. A mixture of horror and total surprise. This was no apocalypse. No one heard a voice from the sky. There were no miracles at the 7-Eleven. No one screamed, no one even asked why. It was just like everything had somehow quietly died.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation, that show that comes to you from CITR Radio up at UBC, the University of British Columbia. My name is Aaron, and yes, here till 1 o'clock as always. And we started things off with a double shot of an act who have recently packed it in after a three-year hiatus. I'm talking about No Means No. We heard a track from 1987 Sex Mad release. On Psych Records, we heard a track called Dad, and followed with a title track of their next release, which came out in 1988, The Day Everything Became Nothing, which came out on Alternative Tentacles Records. Yeah, I gotta say, I saw No Means No once, and it was in 1987, and they bored me to no end. Yeah, I never really followed them all that much, although they do have a couple of songs that I particularly groove on, and those two ones are the two. They're the two records I have in my collection as well. But I gotta say, much respect to any act that just decides, well, we're done, and there's not going to be a final show, not going to be anything. I mean, it might not be fair to the fans, but I guess they saw didn't see any point in doing one more for any particular reason. But I got to say, I saw them once in 1987, and if they were to play one last show, I would have tried to go to that. So yeah, No Means No from Victoria, BC. We're going to hear another act that will be packing it in. They were, unlike No Means No, who were around for 35 years, these guys might have been around for, I guess, the larger part of maybe the last year and a half. I'm talking about Gloss. The name of the band acronym stands for Girls Living Outside Society's Shit. Some transgender D-beat. Haven't, like No Means No, I haven't played Gloss a lot in the show, but I gave this new release a listen, and damn, it sounds pretty cool. Trans Day of Revenge. They turned down a big $30,000 record deal with Epitaph Records, and maybe it wasn't anything to do with the money. Maybe they just didn't want to do it anymore to pursue other things. But yeah, let's give them a listen. This is Gloss on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Time to give violence a chance! I do wish to live out my days normally. wish to drive a fast car, fly a fast plane, and drop the fast death from either drugs, bullets, or bombs. I do not wish to encase my life in concrete, forget the whispering wind, the whistling water, the flowering tree, or the setting sun. I do not wish to deny the playful pleasure, the boundless joy, the love-jolted full-tilt boogie, the imagined insurrection. I do not wish to eat the burgers, lift the lard, or suck up the death-drenched dyes served up in special sauce and a sesame seed bun, harvested from the land of destroyed rainforest. I do not wish any things. This I do not want. I do want to create a new world in the shell of the old.
Hello, hi, everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Gloss. Girls Living Outside Society's Shit, Trans Day of Revenge, Give Violence a Chance was named the track, band that will be packing it in very soon, followed with the Alien Boys, Self-Critical Theory. Name of the track was called Anthem, and that's a new local supergroup. They've got Aaron from the Rebel Spell on guitar and Lindsay from the Living Dead Beats, who used to sing for Living Dead Beats. She's playing drums, and this is from a new release from there. It's called Self-Critical Theory, and Alien Boys played last night for Rebel Sing, a tribute to Todd Sirius from the Rebel Spell, who passed away last year. Followed with Exit Order out of Boston, Massachusetts, from their self-titled 7-inch release. We heard a track called Order, and then we went to the UK, early 80s, with some anarcho-peace punk with some potential threat. The name of the release is called Demand an Alternative. Fight for Life was the name of the track, and we ended the set off with MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, going back to 1991. Hey Cop, If I Had a Face Like Yours is the name of the track, and the name of the track the name of the release is Cop, If I Had a Face Like Yours. The name of the track was called I Do Not Wish. And this 3/4 of the lineup on this record are on tour right now. They played Bellingham 2 nights ago, and they're playing Seattle, Washington tonight. And I wish I could see them, because really cool era of the group. All right, so I'd like to thank the persistent caller, Billy Hopeless. I finally figured out how to use the phone. He made a comment about the Alien Boys and was digging it. And this is a new 7-inch that he put out, or that he's on. It's called Billy Hopeless Gutterball. It's a split with a band called the Hip Priests, and the name of this track is called Gutterball. Here we go. Yeah.
mad rush, I can't sleep. Feel shit, I might weep. Can't slow my heartbeat. Body killing and my flesh is weak. Shit's still in a cold sweat. Nose bleed in my face where. Pockets empty of rabbits. Walls moving in as I was, yeah. Twitches, spasms, and turns. Will I never, ever learn? Never, ever, 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 ever learn. Two run, rush into my brain. Two run, rush into my brain. I need my life to burn. I'm too wide and can't slow. Two run, rush into my brain. Two run, rush into my brain. I need my life to burn. I'm too wide.
Luxury in poverty. Sustainability is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, we started things all off in that last set with Billy Hopeless, and yeah, name of the track is called Gutterball, and yeah, this was recorded last year at the House of Pain, and yeah, it's got Ken Gooney Fleming and Rich Jones and David Troutman, and yeah, makes up this side of the splits with the Hip Priests, who we heard a few songs later. Wired, Amped, and Scald was the name of it. And before that, we heard from Electric Vomit, an act going back to 1979 from Montreal, Quebec. We heard a track called No End. And we ended things off with the Extroverts, band from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, who, yeah, they recently got back together and they played a few shows out here. They played Victoria a few Saturdays ago, that much I know. Yeah, 7-inch going back to 1979, Living in Poverty. And, yeah, right about now we're going to hear the latest or brand new from Pure Disgust on Generation Annihilation. This act is from Boston, Massachusetts. Name of this track is called Potential Criminal. Here we go.
Yeah. A lot of hardcore stuff is just fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request. All right, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR, and at the start of the sets, we heard from Pure Disgust, act out of Boston, Massachusetts. Potential Criminal is the name of it. It's from a new LP of theirs. And then we've heard from another act from Boston, Massachusetts, Chain Rank. And that's from their full-length release, Up Against the Wall, and the name of the track was Social Climber, followed with Mad Existence, new one on Vinyl Conflict Records label out of Richmond, Virginia. WMDW is the name of the track. Followed with The Chain off of Mind Control Records release called Steppin' Out of Line. Name of the track was called Not the Same. And then we heard from an act called Foster. They're from Flint, Michigan. It's from a new EP of theirs. Name of the track is called Watch Out. And we're going to hear an act who will be playing here next Wednesday, October 5th, here in town at the Rickshaw Theater. And I'm talking about Discharge. This is off their latest, End of Days. And this is a track called Terror Alert on Generation Annihilation.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Discharge from their latest release, End of Days. They will be playing the Rickshaw Theater this coming Wednesday. And yeah, that's pretty exciting. Track we heard was called Terror Alerts. They'll be playing with the Old Derelicts, Mass Grave, and Toxic Holocaust. And Discharge haven't been here since 1986. And when they were last here, they didn't even play. And it's not even any of the same members. But yeah, we heard from the Skeptics after with a revamped version of Routine Machine. And their guitar player, Fish, was playing in Discharge in 1986 for the much maligned Grave New World Tour. Yeah, we followed with Deformed, a track called Bomb the City. That was an act going back to 1979. And we ended the set with Kicker, their latest on Tank Crimes Records. Rendered Obsolete was the name of the track, or name of the release. And the name of the track was called Shit at Kicker. And I saw these guys play in Seattle a few weeks ago. And yeah, they were really good. Awesome. Total 100% two fingers in the air punk rock. And very kind of technical at the same time. So yeah, if you haven't checked out Kicker, do yourself a favor and don't kick yourself any longer. They're good. Check them out. Okay, something's going on tonight. There's a show going on at the Astoria, and it's with the Clorox Girls. They'll be coming back to the city, and they'll be playing with Brain Drain, Sore Points, and Laughing Boy. So, yeah, that's tonight at the Astoria. And, yeah, November 18th at the Rickshaw Theater, the return of Off. Off will be coming back, and, yeah, check them out. Check the show. It'll be a good one. It's with Lie and Glad Rags. Two awesome female-fronted or female acts. Yeah, check them out. And, yeah, we're going to leave you with a track from Off. This is from their 2012 self-titled release, and we're going to hear the track is called Jet Black Girls. Like Generation Annihilation on Facebook, and check us out online, generationannihilation.com, and playlists and podcasts and all that kind of stuff are also on the CITR website, CITR.ca. And we got Power Chord coming up next with Serena. Stay tuned for that. Have a good weekend. Stay indoors where it's dry. Shot Mary Rat.